The Lord be with you.
Hear
the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. The day after the Sabbath day, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought some sweet-smelling spices to put on Jesus' body. Very early on that day, the first day of the week, the women were on their way to the tomb. It was soon after sunrise. They said to each other, "There is a large stone covering the entrance of the tomb. Who will move the stone for us?" Then the woman looked and saw that the stone was already moved. The stone was very large, but it was moved away from the entrance. The women entered the tomb and saw a young man wearing a white robe. He was sitting on the right side, and the women were afraid. But the man said, "Don't be afraid. You are looking for Jesus from Nazareth, the one who was killed on a cross. He has risen from death. He is not here. Look, here is the place they laid him. Now, go and tell his followers and Peter, Jesus is going into Galilee. He will be there before you. You will see him there as he told you before." The women were confused and started shaking with fear. They left the tomb and ran away. They did not tell anyone about what happened because they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Please do sit down. I sound very loud and booming, don't I? If you can turn me down a little bit, that'd be great. Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. It's really, really lovely to see you here this morning. So, Easter Day. Why do followers of Jesus celebrate Easter Day? Why did a bunch of us turn up to church this morning at 6:30 a.m., which is actually 5:30 a.m. because the clock changed, to mark the sunrise on the start of Easter Day? Why would we do that? Why are people who follow Jesus as Lord sometimes called Easter people? We are the Easter people, and hallelujah is our song. Well, look, I hope that you felt as you came in to church this morning and you heard the hubbub and you saw people smiling and shaking hands and greeting one another, that you got a hint that the followers of Jesus, they live joy-filled lives, peace-filled lives, not necessarily happy lives all the time, because happiness is associated with your moods and your emotions. And my wife will tell you, I have my grumpy days. But they have a certain joy that remains even when things go wrong or when life is hard or if they're going through difficult times. Regardless, joyful regardless of circumstances. Easter has everything to do with that. Now, it's always a risk when you step down from the pulpit. Let's see how it goes. All right, let's move these across here. All right, now I am going to need three youngish volunteers. Youngish, yeah. Interpret that how you may. Let's say young volunteers would be good. Let's see how that works. There we go. Three volunteers whose parents or carers don't mind them eating something. So if you're a young person and your parents don't mind you eating something, then put up your hand. All right. Really? People don't? Yes? Come on down, yes. I tell you what, I think you should sit in this seat. And your mum, I tell you what, can we get one for your mum as well? You can sit there. You're there, okay? Okay, great. Would you want to sit down on the seat and give me a hand? Go on, pick a seat, that's fine. One, two, I need a third volunteer. Come on, people. If you've been to this church here before, you know you're always quids in. Come on. Or a big person, I don't mind. We can have a big person as well. Oh, okay. Thank you, Hannah. Let's give everyone a round of applause. Okay, brilliant. All right, so you're all going to help me explain why Easter is a big reason for how Christians can have peace and joy in the midst of their life. All right, so before we get to the tables, let's have a think about what Jesus did during his earthly ministry, his time on earth. Well, academics everywhere will tell you that Jesus was real. Like, this is no fairy story. He was a person in history. He traveled from town to town where he lived, synagogue to synagogue, teaching people about God, teaching them how to live, how to love themselves, how to love God, and how to love others around them. Everything he said or did was an ingredient, if you like, in a recipe for a perfect world, for a good life, a kind world. Jesus told stories about forgiven sons, of rich people who failed to look after poor people, of good Samaritans. He spent time with them, and he was kind to everyone, no matter what society thought of them. People with leprosy, thieves and swindlers, people with different religious beliefs, hypocritical religious leaders, women who had been shunned by society. He spent time with everyone. Every action he took, washing feet, making sick people better, turning water into wine. All of this, all his words and his actions were saying to those who listened, this is how God wants you to live and love each other. Love your neighbor. Forgive your enemies. Give to those who don't have. These are the ingredients for a world of love, peace, kindness, and generosity. Ingredients. Okay, so are you hungry? You hungry? Yeah? All right. Why don't we see what we've got under the first? There we go. Right, you want to pull it off? There we go, and we'll take that out. There we go, right. And you should be able to see on the screen as well what we have here. Do you want to shout out what we've got there? Sugar, flour, egg, and butter. Those are ingredients, aren't they? Yeah, what for, do you think? A cake, you're probably right. Do those look delicious? Not really. Do you fancy eating that? You're not going for that. You're not going to go for that one. No, it's not really very delicious, is it? Ingredients are fine. They're important, but they're not the full story. And of course, something else needs to happen. They need to be combined, don't they, and baked. Well, in Jesus' day, people got so upset for what Jesus was telling people that they crucified him for it. And today, some people say, you know what, Jesus, this Jesus character, he didn't say anything new. His messages of love and forgiveness, of kindness and generosity, you can find that in any old religion or philosophy. All religions, all philosophies have ingredients for how to live. What's the difference? Other people say, you know what, I live a good life. I try to be nice to others. I try to be kind. I've not done anything too bad. I have my own ingredients for a good life. I don't need Jesus. Well, other religions do talk about how to behave towards others and God, and you can try and live a good life, your best life, but the result will be potentially a little bit flat, perhaps a bit joyless, especially in difficult times. Hannah, do you want to take that off? Thank you, and maybe take the top off as well. What have we got there? Another cake. It's not the greatest cake in the world. That's really my best effort. It really is. It's all right. It's a bit flat. It's edible. There's nothing wrong with that. It's got all the ingredients in. You can mix and match your ingredients and you can get a cake like that. Fancy slice? You're not too interested in that either. It's a bit lackluster, isn't it, really? Okay, fair enough. I might throw that away when I get home. So a life with just the ingredients or ingredients plucked from this faith and that religion and this philosophy can be a bit flat, because despite their best efforts, our best efforts, human beings will always make mistakes and hurt other people and God. If all humans tried their very best every single minute of every single day to do good and the right things, they still wouldn't make a perfect earth, would they? Because human beings aren't perfect. You know, and sometimes life feels a bit empty, a bit flat, because, and some other religions even acknowledge this, one day we're going to meet God face to face. And he'll challenge us on the times we weren't kind or good to others. And then what will we say to him? So you definitely don't want any cake, Anna. Not that one anyway. No, fair enough. All right. So the big difference with a life following Jesus is that you have all the guidance and the wisdom about how to live a good, kind, generous, meaningful life. Like that. But it has one extra ingredient, and that is Jesus. Now, it can be hard to understand that Jesus was God and human. That's an entirely different sermon. But he decided to join us on earth to show us how to live this good life, this perfect life, to give us all the ingredients that we need that you'll find in the Bible to live a good and kind life. But he knew that humans would always make mistakes, do things wrong, because he made them that way, free to choose good and bad, right and wrong. So God said, I will take on the punishment that they deserve for doing the bad things to each other. And that turned out to be crucifixion, which we remembered on Good Friday. When Jesus followers think about meeting God one day, they are confident, because even though they know that they've made mistakes, they know what God in Jesus did for them. They know the awful story of Good Friday, and they have a chance to say thank you face to face. But it doesn't stop there, because Jesus didn't stay dead. He beat death, but he didn't stay dead. In today's reading from Mark, the women are told, you're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, the one who was killed on a cross. He has risen from death. So on Easter Day, what do we remember? We remember Jesus rising to new life. All the ingredients are mixed and baked, and they give us something else because of the ingredient of Jesus. Right, here we go. Would you like to take this off here? You want to pull that off for me? There we go. Pull it off the... There we go. Oh, this is a good thing. That is a good thing. Right, what do we think's in here? Let's see, what do you think's in here? What do you think? You think a cake's in there. Is it going to be a good cake or a rubbish cake? What do you think? Let's find out. What do you think? Is it a good cake or a bad cake? You like it, do you? Can you see what's on there? Can you see lots of stars on there? And the word Jesus. It's good, isn't it? Yeah, it's very good. All right, hold on a second. Do you want to give that to me? There we are. All right. Hold on a second. Good. Right. So, and I've been working up to this. The difference between this cake and this cake is that this cake is risen. There we go. Right, now, would you like a piece of this cake? Would you like to try some? Would you all like a piece of this cake? All right, let's do that quickly. Talk among yourselves. Right, all right, let's do this very quickly. And you can take this back to your seat with you, all right? Hold on. Oops, hold on. There we go. There we go. All right, thank you for helping. That's brilliant. There we go. Can we give that to Mum? You can take that back with you. All right. The same here. Yeah, give them a round of applause for helping. There we go, Hannah. Thank you for your help. There we are. Sammy. Ooh. Plateless. I think I gave some else. Okay, there we go. All right. All right. Good. So why is life following Jesus like that cake so lovely and attractive? What does the resurrection of Jesus mean for the life of a believer? Well, look, we read in the Bible that it means a variety of things. It means that the bad situations, we should have them up on the screen there. There we go. The bad things, the situations in this life, the things that we struggle with, they don't have the final say. God can overcome them. We don't live in Good Friday, but in Easter Day, we are the Easter people. We can be joyful even when things are tough and hard and horrible. The death, we learn that death isn't the end. There's a vibrant, exciting life beyond death with God. We learn that by following Jesus, we're part of his forever family, that we have brothers and sisters here on earth, anybody who calls themselves a Christian, and in heaven. We're no longer alone. We learn that God will forgive us when we say sorry for what we've done and said wrong, so we can forgive ourselves and we don't have to live with guilt and with shame. We learn that if everyone lived like Jesus, we could actually have a world where peace and kindness and generosity reigned. The Bible tells us that one day Jesus will return and rule a good and kind world with all the right ingredients. The reason Christians celebrate on Easter Day is because they know they have this cake, and this cake tastes like hope. Well, it tastes like raspberry jam, actually, but Christians can have hope now and into the future beyond death because they have that extra ingredient. Jesus, who said to his, he said, "I have come that my followers may have life and life to the full." Christians are an Easter people because they have the hope that comes from believing in Jesus, life, death, and resurrection. Are you missing that ingredient this morning? There are Christians who will live a lot of their lives and they won't necessarily realize that they are missing Jesus, that they should be looking towards Jesus, following Jesus. If you're missing that ingredient this morning, that fullness of life, that joy, then it's very easy to ask for that life of hope. Let's finish today with a prayer. Let's all close our eyes, and if you want to, pray silently along with me. Jesus, I'm sorry for the things I've done. I acknowledge that you are the missing ingredient in my life, that you died for me and you rose again. Come into my life as Lord and help me live a life of hope. Amen. And if you prayed that and you want to talk more about, learn more about Jesus, following Jesus, more about the Bible, feel free to come and chat with myself or Tim, and we'd love to follow that up with you. Thanks so much.